Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm using a guy's perspective this morning for advice, which sounds extremely narcissistic because it's just about me, but I appreciate you and listeners and their advice, so I need to use it.
Okay.
My son is 4. He lives in Wisconsin with my ex-wife,
uh-huh.
And he's turning 5 in May. My ex-wife phoned me the other day, and she's like, it's time to get him into sports. We can't afford to get him to all the sports, and it's too much for a four-year-old to start just doing all sports.
You'll burn him out.
So we don't know what sport to get him into. We don't even know if he's athletic. Like, we've never seen any indication that he's athletic yet, apart from I took him to Chuck E. Cheese, and I watched him throw like a bull in one of the games, and he was okay. I think he's okay. I want him to be athletic, but I don't know if he is, and I want him to do what he loves. What is the best sport to get a four-year-old into, and what is the right age? Is that even the right age, Kelly? Because you have two young boys.
Yeah, Colt's 4 years old, and he's getting ready to start his second season of T-ball. So if he's interested in baseball, he's definitely old enough for that. What are his interests, though? Does he like to, you know, play catch at home? Does he pick up a baseball bat? Does he like to throw a football? What does he like to do?
That's my biggest issue. And that's what really, really just stinks about, you know, being divorced and not living with him. Because I can't see his everyday moves and likes. When I was there for 4 days recently, he can throw. He likes to throw. But he doesn't show that much interest in sports yet. Not as much as I did, at least.
Well, I'll be honest. Colt doesn't show a lot of interest in sports either. His very first T-ball game, he made it one inning before he was like, okay, can we just have snacks now? I mean, their attention span's not too big
but
at 4 years old.
But answer me this. I've seen your son Carter that's 8 now, and he loves sports. Like, he loves it. I've seen his enthusiasm.
Yeah.
What was he like at 4 years old?
At 4, he was already playing T-ball at 4 also.
But did he show interest before that?
He had his own little tee set up inside the house. He was throwing a ball. I mean, that kid walks around with a glove on his hand all the time.
Well, my son hasn't shown me that yet. Like the passion Carter had at the same age.
But this is a good age to see what he's into because he's still young that you could, you know, try a T-ball or try, I don't know about basketball, if it's too young for basketball, but try something like that just to see if he even likes it.
Okay, yeah, so what do I do? What sport do I get him to try first?
Well, you know me, I'd say baseball. Okay. That's just because I'm a baseball mom. What do you think? What's a good sport to start kids off on? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. What is going to waste the most energy? That's usually the sport you want to go for. If you're going to get the kids out of the house, make sure it's productive.
You're a real mum. You know exactly what's going on here. My son's turning 5 in May. I don't know what sport to get him into. I want to get him into a sport, though, because I want to see if he has any athleticism. And, of course, I think it's good discipline, and it's good for them to make friends.
Well, I feel like at 4 or 5 years old, that's a good age, too, because you can really kind of dial it in. But you still have some time to be like, well, if they didn't like that, we can try something else. Tito in Highland, what do you think is a good starting sport?
The ultimate sport would be wrestling. He's going to develop a skill set that's unbelievable. He's going to build the confidence. He's going to learn to be on his own and how to get it done by himself. And it's going to be able to take out or put in a little aggression into him and give him that little fight that he needs to have in life.
What you're saying is 100% true. It teaches discipline. It teaches mental toughness. There's a lot of positives to it. I just have to get that through to my ex-wife, and I'm not sure she's going to say at 4 years old, wrestling's the best thing, even though I'd be all in for it.
Well, you know, it doesn't take much. We don't have to teach him how to dribble. We don't have to teach him proper throwing techniques, how to coordinate the bat to the ball. You put them out there, they grab a leg, they twist the guy around, they put him on the ground, they try to pin him. And it's pretty simple because it's a natural action. Guy, if he's 6'3" like you, might not be a good idea.
Yeah, is your kid tall?
Here's the worrying concern. I don't think he is. My ex-wife's like 5'1".
Okay.
And I was a college athlete. My ex-wife is on the creative side and can't play sports at all. So it could go either way, is height and sports.
I love this text from the 323 because I've been thinking about doing this with my boys as well, is try judo because it's going to teach them balance and prep them for other sports. That's one that we've considered doing in the off season just because of the discipline associated with that. And all the benefits.
My ex-wife has mentioned that to me because she said it taught her real discipline. She did it. 909 says, started both my girls in tumbling and started son in t-ball. Then you just take it from there and listen. My rule is they always have to do something, whether it was sports or whatever. And I get that. He might not be good at sports. He might not like it. But he needs to try it.
Yeah, and it gets the energy out. It gets their mind going. You know, they're not just at home.
And I want him to find a sport that he likes. Because, you know, you love your son to death, whatever, but I would like him to be athletic, please.
Well, it comes with age, maybe. And if you start him now, maybe he'll develop into a little athlete.
I've got my doubts. I'm stressing, especially hearing how seeing your son, Carter. You got lucky with that.
Well, thank you. What's a good sport to start with? You could call or text us, 888-431-3764.
My son, Ollie, will be 5 in May. I had a conversation with my ex-wife over the weekend. He lives in Wisconsin, which kills me, but it's okay. She's a great mother. We want to get him into sports. We don't know if he's athletic. We haven't had much of an indication yet. We don't know what sport to get him into.
Oh, it's funny you say that, though, because the 909 says maybe if he's not into sports or not showing that he likes sports, maybe try music. Start with piano lessons or even guitar lessons and see if that's something he likes.
I'm not sure. If he's bad at sports, he doesn't like it, I will know by putting him in a sport, right?
Yeah.
I gotta know.
Well, and at 4 years old, I told you, even like Colton Carter, at four, they're like herding drunk sheep. So anything they're doing is like, okay, come on, focus. Just give me 10 minutes. Brian, what do you think that a good sport would be to start with?
Bowling, hands down.
Bowling. I wouldn't have thought of that in a million years. Why?
Well, when you get outside the stereotypical side of bowling and you get down to the youth level, it's a combination between skill, the combination between a solo sport, and also a team atmosphere. And then after if they end up liking it, then you can do touring, kind of like travel baseball.
Okay, true story. I actually went to the state championship for bowling. And yeah, it was fun. I bowled before I started playing volleyball.
That's a fun fact I just learned about you. I had no idea. That's impressive.
Nicole and Menifee, what do you think a good starting sport is?
Gymnastics. My son, when he was 4 or 5 years old, would not stay off the top of everything. Climb the couch, climb the table, swinging from everything. Put him in gymnastics. He loved it. He competed until he was like 13, 14 years old. He loved it.
I would be honest, I would never think of that. Yeah, it requires exceptional athleticism and training.
Right, but it also, at a 4 and 5 year old, they're allowed to jump on things, jump off of things, bounce on things, crawl on things, swing on things, and they're not in trouble.
Well, and you're probably teaching them the proper technique to fall and tumble, and so they don't end up like my kid in a cast.
Correct. My son loved it. It was his favorite thing every week.
Angela, Ontario, good morning. Help me out.
World Federation Taekwondo.
I'm all about that. I definitely want to get him in some sort of martial arts because there's a lot of, like, benefits in life, I think, from having the discipline you get from it.
Yes. My daughter is a third-degree black belt now.
Thank you. Do you know what he's not doing at 4 years old? What the 323 says here is beer pong a sport. Thanks.
It is. I mean, if you practice hard enough.
I got pretty good in college.
Yeah, that's more of a college sport. Okay, keep this in mind when you're thinking about what type of sport to get Ollie into. Make sure it's a sport that you actually want to watch.
Because that's a good point.
My kids have come to me before and they're like, hey, Mom, we want to try soccer. No offense to soccer, but I'm not a big soccer fan. So I'm like, do I want to spend my early Saturday mornings watching you play soccer? No, you're getting in baseball.
You know, I think baseball, the more I think about it, if you're good enough to be a professional baseball player, guaranteed contracts, huge money, play 6 months a year, don't really get hurt like football. Doesn't have the advantage of football. It's a lot of really cool things about it.
Hey, but on the flip side, soccer does too. Look at Messi, okay? That guy's got a lot of money.
Yeah, one person in the world. But yeah, but the 714 says, Guy, rather than gymnastics or something like you were talking about earlier, try ninja class.
Oh.
We tried T-ball with our son. He wasn't into sports, but he loves ninja class.
All right. Ted in Redlands, what do you think a good starting sport is for kids?
Badminton.
Badminton?
Yes, I know it sounds crazy in this part of the world, but I've got a lot of good reasons for it.
Okay, let's hear them.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it is incredibly fast. It's like, you know, the pickleball is the craze right now, but you can be old and play that. For badminton, it's really fast, and it's just as quick and easy to learn for kids. And so they develop a lot of muscle cardio, and there's just a ton of strategy. Anybody can develop a strategy that suits their who they are.
Okay, here's something else you need to keep in mind. What is the schedule for the sport they're playing? Because baseball, you could say goodbye to all of your Saturdays.
I have witnessed you the last 7-8 months.
Which doesn't work out well when it comes to concert season. Have to take a couple games off, but maybe you'll want to take a weekend off for Coastal Country Jam.
Oh, are we announcing?
Yes, we have the details and your first chance to win tickets coming up after Dylan Scott on K-Frog.
Yes.